This is a Fox News alert. A verdict just reached in a trial connected to the Steele dossier. I'm Lisa Brady. A Russian national found not guilty on all counts. Igor Danchenko was accused of lying to the FBI about the anti-Trump dossier that was part of the run-up to the Russia probe.
This is part of John Durham's investigation, the special counsel appointed by then-Attorney General Bill Barr back in May 2019 to look at the origins of the narrative that pinned Donald Trump to Russia.
Fox's David Spahn at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. This was the second trial stemming from Durham's investigation. Earlier this year, a Hillary Clinton campaign attorney was also acquitted of lying to the FBI.
We do expect some sort of narrative to come out, a final Durham report, just like we saw the Mueller report.
Durham has been highly critical of the FBI's handling of the investigation targeting the 2016 Trump campaign. A verdict also just reached in the 1996 disappearance of California college student Kristen Smart. Prosecutors say Paul Flores, who's now 45, killed her and that his father helped cover up the crime. Paul Flores just found guilty of first-degree murder. 3 weeks to the midterm elections, President Biden is making abortion access a priority.
If Democrats keep control of the House and expand their numbers in the Senate, President Biden says the first piece of legislation he'll send the new Congress will be to codify Roe v. Wade.
Together we'll restore the right to choose for every woman in every state in America. So vote. You got to get out the vote. We can do this if we vote.
President made the promise at a DNC event in Washington, D.C. House Democrats have passed legislation expanding abortion protections nationwide. Those have failed in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Republicans keeping the focus on inflation and crime. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A person of interest in a quadruple murder in Oklahoma is arrested in Florida after he went missing.
Joe Kennedy was driving a stolen car when he was taken into custody in Daytona Beach. Okmulgee police plan to question Kennedy a second time about the deaths and dismembering of four men. Their bodies were found in a river last week. Police say Kennedy owns a scrap yard in the town where investigators discovered evidence of violence.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. At this point, Kennedy is not charged in the murders, but the process to get him back to Oklahoma is getting underway. The State Department says a U.S. official spoke today to two Americans detained in Russia, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, also urging the Russian government again to take the undisclosed deal offered by the U.S. earlier this year to facilitate their release. A new music drought may end soon for fans of an iconic band.
Rolling Stones, gather no moss. The rock and roll superstars are reportedly set to release their first new album of music in 18 years next summer. According to The Sun, this would be the band's first effort since losing their longtime drummer, Charlie Watts, last year. The band spent the summer performing at numerous venues across Europe in honor of their 60th anniversary as a group, which was kicked off by a salute to their late friend Watts. Earlier this summer, Mick Jagger even dealt with a bout of COVID-19.
Fox's Michelle Polino. A rain-delayed deciding Game 5 is finally underway in New York. The Yankees and the Cleveland Guardians settling who advances to face the Astros in the American League Championship Series, which begins tomorrow in Houston. The Yankees taking an early lead. They're up 4-0 after two innings. Two in a row for Wall Street. The Dow gaining 338 today. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.